getting the second line. The first one, isn't that terrible? You guys got to pray for me. I'm losing the first line. I got it. Okay. Here we go. Well, the church needs a preacher. Preacher needs a wife. Can't she play piano? Not on your life. They're only calling him, but they're really getting two. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool in our aquarium. Well, life in the fishbowl, that's the one for me. The windows of the parsonage are dirty as can be. I'll get around to cleaning when I'm finished dusting pews. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool in our aquarium. Now, preacher's wife advantages are piled in a heap. I really like my hand-me-downs. I know they weren't cheap. In fact, I've got a dress that looks marvelous on you. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool. Parishioners donate. I stewed the frozen bunny and the collard greens we ate. But when they brought the okra, my husband, he refused. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool in our aquarium. Now my kids are nearly perfect. They never do a sin. That's why we're the model for family discipline. You want to know a secret? We lose it just like you. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool in our aquarium. Now I get up in the morning. I'm praying for the flock. You say you got a problem? I'll listen to you talk. I may not know psychology, but honey, I know you. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. When the Lord called him, I know he called me too. I iron all his shirts, cause it's what I wanna do. And I listen to his sermons, pat him on the back. And when we both get tired, well, I guess we'll hit the sack. You know I ain't complaining when we're moved by providence. I'm really good at packing with all my experience. I can find 100 boxes, but I can't believe in you. That's why I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Well, you tell me get a life. Hey, I got one sugar plum. Life is kind of cool in our aquarium. I'm in love. Preacher, I stick to him like glue, even when I'm singing the preacher's wife blues. Life in a fishbowl. Thank you.
Kate Carpenter from Callahan.
You guys,
the preacher's wife.
You guys are a great audience. I really appreciate you. And if anybody wants a tape, I've made a few albums, so let me know.
Where are the tapes available? You now?
Yeah.
Will they be at any other place today? Now, are you appearing anywhere else today?
Not unless somebody else doesn't show up.
Okay, well, keep in touch. She was wonderful, wasn't she?
Thank you.
You know, she's a substitute teacher. I'm a teacher. Those kids are really lucky when they get you. And thank you so much. We
You're
appreciate
welcome.
That. Kate, I hope I get to hear more of you. And if my husband was here, I'd say, honey, get a tape. But he's out there with the hat, so go.
I'll be around.
Okay. Well, this is the Folklife Area stage, and our theme of this year's 44th Annual Florida Folk Festival is storytelling. Storytelling is an oral tradition, and as you could hear, Kate put hers to music, and I think it became very clear to all of us just exactly what your life is like, and we appreciate so much your sharing that with us, and you made it really fun and jazzy, and I really enjoyed it, and thank you so much. We're going to change culture groups now. We're going to have the pleasure of experiencing a Haitian storyteller. Now, our Haitian storyteller lives in Miami now. She learned storytelling as a young girl, and she is going to be sharing some of the stories from her culture. Let's welcome to our Folklife Area stage Lillian Louie. Lillian.
Standing. Okay. All right, thank you. All right, now I'm going to tell you from folk tales from Haiti. Now, many of you heard about Haiti, you know, changing of presidents, all the things that's been going, people taking the boat, coming to shore. A lot of them dying, a lot of them not making it to the shore, and a lot of immigration problems and settlement problems and all that. Okay. Now, you have to understand the Haitian people were slaves, and we have a French background, a French civilization type of. Although now with the exodus, I will call it, the coming of the Haitian to different parts of the world have influenced them. And that's why the stories that I'm going to tell you, although they were very old stories, that the slave came from Africa, and to be more correct, from West Africa, places like Gabon in Africa, you find the same Buki and Malice stories, Buki being stupid, who love to eat meat, and Malice is a smart fellow who take advantage of his brother whenever he can. So those are the type of stories. But we also have stories who look like animals communicating with people. And although it's animal communicating with people, but they have a contemporary values also, because they show to you that what happened in the past, way of life, is the way of life is repeating it. Itself in those stories. Okay, now I have to instruct you a little bit before I start telling the stories, okay? First, you have to beg for the story, because the storyteller at night would not tell the story if you don't show that you want a story. You know, she's not going to come and force a story on you. You must listen. No, she will make sure that you're anticipating that evening. And then when she starts, she will say creak. And when she say creak, you have to say crack. Okay, you know that by now, right? You've been seeing me for 15 years in Florida. So you have in White Springs, so you have to know that. By the way, those stories came to me from my mother. I am number 4 in a family of 8. My mother was a school teacher, and she was always telling stories. And those stories, she learned them from her grandmother. Her grandmother learned them from her great-grandmother. So I know those are things that are passing on. And as you're going to listen to my first story, who says that, who is about a singing turtle, Kenzo, and the name of that story is Kenzo, with a K, Kenzo and the singing turtle. And as I will end that story, I will say to you, they kicked me, because that's how all the story finished. It's not that they live happy after. Because probably in Africa, and when they were slaves, they came over, they didn't live happy after. So they kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. That's the way my story ends. But also at the end, you will realize the little transformation that the story I'm going to tell you took over the years and with our actual situation in America. And also, that will show you the political aspect of Haiti. I'm going to let you feel that in the story. Quick! All right. You know, Kenzo was a man who was living in a small village. And Kenzo, although the village for about 6 years, for some reason no rain come. It was really right. I mean, no vegetation. People were dying. They had what they call a famine. You know, famine, when there is no rain and you not having food, the crop don't grow, you have no harvest. You have to walk maybe 50 miles to go someplace else to get something to eat. And then you're killing your car, your everything to eat because you don't have anything to eat. And people in the village, they were dying. Everyone was dying. Even animals and even the birds, they were dying. But there was a family, I don't know by what magical things they were doing or whatever it was, kinds of family had food every day. And believe me, it wasn't just Kenzo. It was Kenzo, his wife, and 10 children. That make 12 people. And they were eating every day, no problem. Because Kenzo had a garden full of peas. The peas were nice, green, and juicy. And every day he had a big bowl of peas. And he would make soup peas every day. So, one day, since the birds were dying, they got together and they said, well, we cannot be dying like that. We have wings and we can fly because in Kenzo's garden, they have peas. We could fly and go and eat the peas at Kenzo's garden. So the other birds got together. They said they were going to have a meeting and they said, when the cock goes, cuckoo, doo doo doo, they all were to meet someplace and they will arrange how they're going to go to Kenzo's garden to eat the peas. So that's what they did. The next morning, the minute the cock went cuckoo, doo doo doo, they got to the same place and they said, yes, we're going to try to go to Kenzo's garden and eat the peas. And everyone was happy, and parrot was there, bigger turkey was there, all the wild turkey and wild birds were there, and bluebird was there, and parrot was there. And they said, yes, yes, that's right. We're all going to eat that peas because we cannot be dying like that, and then we got the peas that we can eat. But just as the meeting was ending, they saw turtle. You see, turtle was a good friend of the bird. He was everywhere with the bird. But turtle was crying because turtle saw that it would not be able for him to eat some peas because he got a big house on his back and he could not fly. So he was crying. So parrot, you know how much he liked to talk. Parrot say, what? What's wrong with you? Okay, Bluebird said, but don't you see he has a big house on his back? He cannot fly. That's why he's crying. So the parrot again, you know how much he likes to talk. He said, why don't we give some wings to Turtle? And all the birds say, oh, that's a good idea. Turtle is our friend. We cannot leave him like that. So they took some feather. They stick it here. Take it off here. Stick one here. Stick one there for Turtle. And then Turtle try. Turtle falls for the first time because that big house on his back. Then they stick some more for him. And he hop. And so he saw that he could fly. And that was good for him because he could fly. So the next morning, when they heard cuckoo doo doo doo, they all got to the same place. They put some wings for Turtle. And then they flew to the garden of Kenzo. And they went, and they got to the garden. That's so good. Peas all over. They ate well. They ate well that day. And they went back home. They were happy. And business was going well. Every day, when they heard, coo-coo-doo-doo-doo, they all got to the same place, put some wings for turtle, and all of them flew to Kenzo's garden, and they ate well. Well, by the fourth day, Kenzo came back to his wife and said, "You know, Mrs. Kenzo, somebody is eating in our garden. Oh, the garden is a mess. I've been seeing that, but I didn't want to tell you that. But I'm very mad, Mrs. Kenzo. I don't know who in the village will be eating the peas. I am really mad. I cannot understand that." Mrs. Kenzo was a little smarter. Said, "You don't have to be that mad, Mr. Kenzo. Just go at night, hide yourself under the bushes, and then get a big stick and beat up the person that is eating in your garden. That's all you have to do." "Oh, that's right. Thank you, Mrs. Kenzo. That's what I'm going to do." So at night, I started to get dark. Kenzo went to his garden, put himself under the bushes, and then wait. And then Kenzo wait. He waited. He waited. He waited. And then about 4 in the morning, he heard, "Cuckoo, doo-doo-doo!" Then a minute later, he saw a legion of birds coming to his garden. And they all were flying low. And they went, they ate in Kenzo's garden. Oh, Kenzo couldn't believe what his eyes have seen. Oh, look at the bird eating in my garden. Ah, Mrs. Kenzo was right to tell me to get a big stick. I'm going to beat them up. I may kill some of them, because they are eating in my garden, and they're eating my peas. So Kenzo went out under the bushes, and Kenzo took a big stick, and Kenzo went, whoop! What you think happened? They all flew. They have wings, they can fly, so they just left the garden. And then Kenzo saw Turtle. They didn't have time to stick more wings for Turtle, and Turtle couldn't fly. So Kenzo looked at Turtle. Kenzo said, "Ha ha! I'm going to make you pay for your friend. You are the one eating in my garden with your friend. I'm going to kill you. I'm not going to kill you. I'm going to beat you up. So that way you can go back and tell your friend what happened." And as he put his stick high to beat up the turtle started to sing. The turtle said, "Kenzo, Kenzo, Kenzo, m'pa vini sit pour manger poing. Kenzo, 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 m'pa vini sit pour manger poing. Mal fini volé li bamzel. Parrot volé li bamzel. Soiseau bleu volé li bamzel. Pigeon volé li bamzel. Ah, Kenzo, ah, Kenzo, m'pa vini sit pour manger poing." What he was saying, "Kenzo, Kenzo, Kenzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kenzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Bluebird flu gave me wings. Parrot flu gave me wings. Malfini flu gave me wings. Bluebird flu gave me wings. Chicken flu gave me wings. Turkey flu gave me wings. Ah, Kenzo, ah, Kenzo, I didn't come to eat your peas." Oh, a turtle that can sing. Chip, took the turtle, put it in his bag, Duffy bag, and just went home. Mrs. Kenzo saw him coming happy. He said, "What happened? Did you see the people who were eating in your garden?" "Ah, Mrs. Kenzo, you won't believe it. It was the bird eating in my garden. But you see, they were with their friend, and the friend don't have wings, so he couldn't fly. Here he is." "Ah," Mrs. Kenzo said, "ah, that's good. We're going to make a good turtle soup with him." "Oh, no, 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 no. No, 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 don't think about making a turtle soup." "Yes, yes, we haven't eaten meat for quite a time. Let's make a soup with it." "No, no, 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 no. That turtle is special. We cannot make soup out of it. Listen to him. Look, put him on the table. Put the turtle on the table. And then put the stick high. You are eating in my garden. Put the stick high." And then again the turtle started. "Kenzo, Kenzo, Kenzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Kenzo, 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 m'pa vini sit pour manger poing. Si soiseau volé les bamzelles, ma fini volé les bamzelles, tout bien volé les bamzelles. Ah, Kenzo, m'pa vini sit pour manger poing. Oh, we are rich, we are rich." The whole village heard about it. They came, put money for Kenzo. And then each time, the stick up, Kanzo, 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 m'pas venir ici pour manger poire. Kanzo, 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 m'pas venir ici pour manger poire. Tu sois volé les mamzelles, vas voler les mamzelles. Ah, kanzo, ah, kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Oh, 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 oh. A turtle that can sing. Oh, everybody, it was big and turtle. Man, every night people come far away to hear a turtle that can sing. And every time Kanzo put the stick up, the turtle will be singing. Well, now that's where politics come in. The king heard of it. The king said, oh, I heard there is a Kanzo in the other village who has a turtle that can sing. Get me that turtle here. So the next day, Kanzo was happy again. Kanzo heard that the king in the palace was asking for him. So he got all dressed up, put his tuxedo on, and went to the palace with the turtle. And the king came and received Kanzo. Oh, Kanzo, you're a big man now. You're going to be part of the palace. I heard you have a turtle who can sing. So come and live with us. But first, we're going to have a big party. So everybody will see you come in with your turtle that can sing. And Kanzo make the turtle sing for the king. Oh, Kanzo, Kanzo, oh, Kanzo, Kanzo make the turtle sing, and the turtle sing. Kanzo, 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 I didn't come to eat your peas. Kanzo, 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 m'pas vini ici pour manger poire. M'a fini voler les bonzelles, tes oiseaux voler les bonzelles, toutes bêtes voler. Ah, Kanzo, ah, Kanzo, I didn't come to eat your peas. Oh, 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 ah, no, Kanzo, that's nice. You're going to be somebody now that you have a turtle that can sing. But, okay. Now all the gods, get out, announce all over that Kanzo, that in my palace I have a turtle that can sing. And then if they can come with something better, there cannot be any bigger king than me. So all the kings have to come and see that I'm the biggest of all because I have in my palace a turtle that can sing. Nobody ever had a turtle that can sing before. So the god went out, doo, 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 doo. The king, he's having a turtle that can sing, and he's inviting all the kings. So all the kings came over, and then no, Kanzo was having that big party, and then the king was having a big party, and Kanzo was coming with a turtle that can sing. So they all came. It was a big thing in that village. Nothing has been bigger in that village than that event. So, but the day that they were going to have the big festivity to make the king the bigger king, something strange happened. The turtle was in a tub with water. A little boy from another village came with another turtle who looked just like the same turtle. You know, turtle, they look the same, you know, with their big house on their back. He placed that turtle in the water, and he took the turtle that could sing, and he went far away, far, 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 where they would never find him with the turtle that could sing. So the next day, Kanzo again was all dressed up, went to the palace, with the king prepared a nice gold stick for him, to get up and say to the turtle that I'm going to beat you. You are eating in my garden. And then as all the other kin were there and everyone was so dressed up and they came to listen to a turtle that can sing. And Kanzo came up, placed the turtle in front of the kin, and he asked everybody to say that they will make him the biggest king of all if they can hear that turtle that can sing. And everybody said, oh yeah. All the kings said, oh yeah, you will be the biggest king because we know for sure you don't have a turtle that can sing. We know that you don't have a turtle that can sing. Well, you such crazy king to say that. You're the last king of all. But you go in and the king took there and the king said, okay, Kanzo, come and show them that the turtle can sing. Oh, Kanzo came up. And Kanzo was proud. Kanzo put his turtle and Kanzo put his stick up. And the turtle said, OF off! OF off! The king, his eyes popped out. again. Off. Oh, the turtle cannot sing. Ooh, they all started to laugh at the king. They laughed. We told you you didn't have a turtle that could sing. The king became furious. He said, beat him up. Put him in jail. Beat him up. So Kenzo won by another route. He went to his wife, get his wife, his 10 children. He went to the shore. He found a little boat, got in the little boat, and he came to Miami. And that's all. He didn't get killed. They kicked me, and here I am to tell you the story. And that's why, if you go to the shore, you're going to find a lot of little Kenzo. So, that's the reason I told you that the story has a kind of political aspect in it. Because, you know, that's the way they do in Haiti. And a lot of people, you know, they don't practically pay taxes. What they have, whoever is in power, take it for themselves. And that's why the country cannot progress. Because the king, whoever is in power, or the president, try to get what you have. Okay? All right.
Thank you, Lillian Louis, our Haitian storyteller. And she is scheduled for 12:30 in the storytelling auditorium that's directly behind me. And we'll give you a little break before you go for that. Thank you so much, Lillian. I'm sure some of you are wondering. I've seen people looking at their schedules and having perplexed looks on your faces. The schedule has changed so radically that even I am remaining flexible for last-minute changes. Now, there are many people that are here at this time to hear Chairman Jim Billy from the Seminole Tribe, and he has not checked in. I'm very disappointed to tell you that. He will be, I am assured, on the main stage tonight, and I believe he's scheduled 9:05 on the main stage. I do apologize for this change. One of the things from working years and years with the folk festival, I've learned it's almost traditional that change occurs at the festival, and this is an example of that. We've had quite a few changes this morning, and that's just one of the things that we have to understand and be flexible with. For those of you who were not here earlier and have not heard Kate Carpenter is a musician that I've just met. She's from Callahan, Florida. She's a preacher's wife, and she's a substitute school teacher. And her songs reflect her personal experiences. She writes about what she knows, whether it's people, experiences, situations. Some of her songs reflect what's happening with her children. And she's a wonderful storyteller who puts her stories to music. And I am just delighted that Kate is flexible and will help us again by filling in for Mr. Billy, who was not able to join us. And Kate, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you waited, because audience, you're in for a wonderful treat. She is just a wonderful songwriter, singer, and I think we'll all relate to her stories as we related to all the stories we've heard this morning. Let's welcome Kate Carpenter to our Folklife Area stage.